Right, it is 1:10 on Wednesday, August 24th, and I will call the special meeting of Sugar Creek Township Trustees to order. We have two items on the docket today, on the agenda. The first one is the letter authorizing the Wayne Savings Community Bank. And so I'm going to move that we authorize Tom Gregory to sign this letter.
Is it done? You want to done?
Yes. It's two paragraphs. You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, to whom it may concern, Wayne Savings Community Bank is looking to open a full-service branch in Dalton, Ohio, located at 130 South Wenger Road. The bank has notified the Sugar Creek Township of the intention to open the full-service office. The Sugar Creek Township has indicated that there are no zoning laws or restrictions that would prohibit the utilization of the property as a full-service banking office. I will add to this that I told them that the township does not have any zoning, and that any zoning that they would be concerned with would be through Wayne County,
yeah,
and to check with Wayne County. So we are, even it says that we've indicated that there are no zoning laws or restrictions, and I did make that clear to her,
right,
that they would have to go through the county.
Yeah, and the county office has
given us a letter,
right,
that says there isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that letter too.
So they're not aware of any as well.
Yeah, that's for a completely different subject,
it is,
but it works.
But yeah, it supports what we're doing.
And I thought that was a nice letter for us to keep on file.
Yep.
And just change whatever it is. So,
yeah. All right, move to authorize Tom.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of authorizing Tom to sign this, say yes.
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 Any opposed or abstained? And there are none. So that is passed.
Okay.
Second order of business is our grant.
Yes.
Payment through KVFD for the radios, or our joint agreement with KVFD for the radios. We're going to...
Radios and SCBA bottles.
We're going to end up owning these. It'll be our inventory that we...
It was my understanding from a year ago,
yeah,
when I had this conversation, that the grants that the State Fire Marshal has provided for KVFD, township has to own it. A governmental entity has to do it. We can lend the equipment out, but we as a township have to do that. And we've discussed in past meetings that we do need to do an inventory list, because we are going to be the owners of this, and there needs to be a little bit of like a terms of use for the equipment, you know, basic agreement for this equipment. So I came up with like basically 8 points here. I can read them real quick for the terms of use. And if we want to change something, we can change it. Then I'd like to be able to move this over to Kittern and let them as a department, and if they are concerned, if they want to have their legal look at it, their meeting's going to be before ours. That way we can keep this process moving. So one I have is this: KVFD agrees to provide the manufacturer's recommended maintenance schedule and results of any tests or repairs. I think that's pretty self-explanatory,
yep,
you know, just follow recommended maintenance. Because they are going to go after potentially for future grants, so we don't know what that equipment is, so this is why it's kind of general, not specific to radios or SCBA bottles.
Got it.
KVFD agrees to pay for all costs of maintenance, user fees, required tests, meaning during maintenance, like for SCBAs, you have to hydro test and make sure the bottle's good, and insure the equipment listed below. And that was a question I had for you, Tom. Is that something that we should be assuring? And we'll take care of that, or is this something Kittern should take care of? What do you feel on that?
I don't know the answer to that. So that's a question that has to go out to Wendy French down at Burnham and Flower. I feel like if we own it, that it's going to have to be on our policy.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask her, do they also need to put it on a policy?
Can we just appear as an additional insured on their policy?
On their policy, yeah.
So what I'm going to do is add a question or parentheses to that. We're checking with our insurance, you check,
yeah,
with your, see what, how we want to work that out.
Yep.
You know, but the rest of it, the maintenance user fees, because there are user fees for the radios, like for the Mark system, that's just part of how they work it.
Yep.
So KVFD agrees to notify Sugar Creek Township with 24 hours if a piece of equipment is beyond repair, meaning that say it went to Staley's, like a radio got dropped in a porter tank and got waterlogged. Staley calls up Kittern and says, hey, this radio is beyond repair. It's done. KVFD has 24 hours to notify us that radio is no longer usable. That's all it's meant for. Which leads into Sugar Creek Township is responsible to follow ORC and any grant guidance to dispose of non-repairable equipment.
Okay.
Is that pretty simple?
Yep.
The Sugar Creek Township may request once a calendar year to inspect the equipment listed below. I didn't want to have anything overbearing. This just says may. So if, you know, every 2 years we want to look at it, that's great. If we want to do it every year, keep it simple. Sugar Creek Township agrees to allow the use of the equipment listed below as long as the contract is binding.
Yeah.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yep.
Sugar Creek Township and KVFD will review maintenance and repair reports when contracts are negotiated. So anytime we're negotiating a contract, I think that'd be a good time to look over the maintenance logs to make sure everyone's in agreement that the maintenance has been followed as the manufacturers recommended. So hopefully it's a simple, like, yep, you followed it. Yep. All of our equipment's good. Let's move on to the next contract.
Yep.
And lastly, if Sugar Creek Township or KVFD end the contract, which I don't see why there would be, but I think it's important to have this there, KVFD will return the equipment listed below in 30 days.
Okay.
Again, very simple. Just basic understanding of the equipment again. Who knows for trustees in future years, because some of this equipment could last 10 years. Where we're at in our lives, we don't know.
Right.
That this gives something for the future trustees to be able to go have an understanding. So if you guys are good with that, all I'm seeking is a motion to send this to Kidron and have them review it to make sure they're comfortable with it or if they want anything changed. Again, they're having a meeting before we have our meeting. So
I so move that we send this document forward to KVFD for their review and approval.
I second.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving that we send this to KVFD, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none. That passes unanimously. There's no further business for us to discuss, so I'm going to move that we adjourn the meeting. May I have a second?
I'll have a second on that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that is unanimous, and it is 1:17.
Yep.
Thank you much.